Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our Saints mandatory mini camp sessions brought to you by Cummins Marine Engines. Push more, pull harder, run longer. Bob, we went through the rookies with Bryce Lance, who had an impressive day. Jordan Tyson, we saw more of him today than any other day. Not that he went through the 11-on-11s, but we did see him through the walkthroughs and also returning kicks. Christian Miller, with extensive playing time up front at defensive tackle. And we've seen Oscar Delp, who was yesterday and today, was a big part of the offense, much more yesterday than, say, today. But Trey Palmer, and I'll go to him because he was a guy, tremendous foot speed. I remember Coach O telling me this, right, he's one of the fastest dudes I've seen with a helmet and pads on. It never quite clicked here, and then when Coach O got fired, he decided to go to Nebraska. He put up a decent final season there.
And, Mike, he worked his butt off to make Tampa Bay's roster.
And he was the roster, and we see him not only playing receiver, but also returning kicks.
Yeah, and look at him, Mike, and you see him taking reps right now. And Coach Moore mentioned this as far as different tempos. You see him doing a lot of like no-huddle stuff. And you know who's another one that always practices? And he's never been a prima donna, Carl Granderson. I don't know. It's hard to judge whether – then you say, well, I don't know. That would have been a sack.
Yeah.
Carl Granderson came up with a sack. You know who's another warrior from Fort Valley State?
Oh, man, Nathan Shepp.
Nathan Shepard, going into his ninth year, he would have had a sack. You just see how hard they practice. I remember we were going against the Rams last August. Nathan Shepard, he was playing like it was the real game. Like when they were practicing, and the head coach, McVay, is looking at him, because the running back from Notre Dame for the Rams, I can't think of his name right now. Charlie, help me out here.
Domes. Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams. Man, Shepard knocked the crap out of him.
Hey, we just practiced it.
And McVay goes, hey, well, what's going on here? But Shepard, you can see it in his eyes. So that's why how that guy has lasted, going at this ninth season, 6'4", 315. And he's been the guy in the interior. And it seems like when the season's over, he always has for sure three, maybe four sacks. He's always, hovering around there. But like the receivers catching, like these couple of receivers, I don't see them making a team. Just a numbers game, like Kevin Austin Jr. He's been on and off around the team. He's a three-year guy going out from Notre Dame. Then the rookie, Brock Reichsteiner from Jacksonville State.
Big Papa Pump. So.
Yeah, he catches a pass. Yeah. A lot of times reps that we're looking at, it's like, well, they're taking advantage of their opportunity. But will we truly see them when the season starts?
And so we got to see a lot of the backup receivers today. Olave and Jordan Tyson, those guys aren't rolling around.
They're not doing team stuff or like a 7-on-7 where there's competition against the defense, where it's truly competition. It's not just – not that they're going through the motions, but when you're doing reps against air, you should be able to beat air. I was always joking. I remember like coaches would talk about, I remember like Jim Stanley or some old like Bear Bryant kind of coach, my Michigan Panther coach. If he threw a completion against an incompletion against air, he goes, he'd be like, well, what in the hell are you going to do?
What's wrong with you, boy?
Are you going against air?
What's wrong with you, son?
How can air defend you? You come up with these great, one-liners and stuff. So that's what they do in the reps, riding the routes and the timing with the receivers and quarterbacks.
You brought up a couple of the veteran defensive linemen. I mentioned to you, because I watched him, Brian Bercy. And it's an important year for him.
Very important.
And, man, he was active today. And, again, a lot of times in these kind of pajama slipper things, it's hard to really tell. But, man, he was very active, and he was getting a lot of penetration right up the middle. A couple times he beat Cesar Ruiz.
Well, yeah, and hopefully good for him, not so good for Cesar. You look at a competition. But Cesar got paid. Brian Bazee has really not gotten that second contract. And you look, he was a first-round draft pick in 2023, now going into his fourth season. No, he needs to really show some if he wants to be rewarded for the future. So a big year for Brian Bazee this year. And, you know, he's flashed definitely as a pass rusher, where you can see
that's
the skill.
That's what he does best.
But you can't be that weak link when you're getting knocked off the ball against the run. And you know how we said we had to flip the script? What we were averaging per run versus what we need to give up. And I've said this, it seemed like for the last couple of years, like instead of us giving up 4.2 and only averaging 3.7, well, we got to average over 4 and only give up 3.7. You might think that's not a lot, but it's a lot. When we talk about stopping the run and can you run the football. And so that's where Brian Bazee, he has to know by now to improve his game. You're going into your fourth year. Okay, how can I get better and the coaches can count on me and not be a situational player where I'm not a liability against the run, where I can affect the opposing quarterback, but how can I also be hell on wheels rushing the passer, but also stout against the run where they can't run right at me? And, you know, sometimes I watch Brazil. Remember, I'd be playing high mind and he'd be like
he's
on skates.
Way too high.
Yeah, he'd get
way
on skates high. And he's getting knocked off the ball. Well, there's a reason like Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan, yeah, everyone looks at the sacks and all, but Cam Jordan, how he put hay in the barn from day one, it was what he did against the run.
His leverage skills.
He ain't running right here.
That's so underrated that, I mean, it's amazing to watch him and his ability to get his hand out there and get off of a block. He does that so well. And even at his age today, that ability to shell off of a block and get into a play and run support, it is really impressive. You can do that as a pass rusher. But to do that as both a pass rusher and against the run, man, there ain't a lot of cats that can do it like that. Not a lot.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, and Mike, I wanted to go back to with Alvin Kamara and his situation, that and I was talking about this, that he would be a popular player that the fans, everyone embraces, that to cut, I was like, I don't know, do you really just waive him or cut him, whatever? He holds an $18.2 million cap hit for next season, which has led many people maybe to assume the Saints would be willing to move on from him. You know, he's 30 years of age, but New Orleans could clear $8.5 million in salary cap space with a post June 1st release. So it could be a cap hit for $18.2 million, but all of a sudden you deduct $8.5 million. It's not as steep. And, you know, not that we're in salary cap hell right now and all that, but those little things all come into play. And then you look at Saints history. Because one thing, the Saints have always had stud running backs. Old school, new school, whatever. So when you look at when they decided, okay, we're moving on with Etienne, and he's our guy. Well, the club moved on, you think about it, fan favorite, Deuce McAllister. Now, you might say different personality and coach with Sean Payton versus Kellen Moore. You know, now Mickey Loomis is still involved with that. But the club moved on from Deuce McAllister. Remember Pierre Thomas? Immediately after they turned 30. They cut ties with Reggie Bush. Man, Reggie Bush is like Superman.
But they brought in Darren Sproles.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they brought in somebody.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
They brought in Sproles.
Now, if they didn't bring in ATN, then you might say difference. But look, Reggie Bush. Okay, they had Ricky Williams. They got rid of Ricky Williams because they had Deuce. George Rogers. Heisman Trophy winner, Chuck Muncy. I mean, it was unbelievable. And look, he's entering his 10th season right now. And when you look again, what have you done for him lately? A year ago, he recorded career lows in rushing yards. 471 yards. He averaged 3.6 yards per carry. He had 33 receptions. Would you think? I still think he could be a good pass receiving running back.
That I think he could still excel in this.
But he only had 186 yards receiving. And he had one touchdown. So I'm just saying that his rushing success rate out of all the running backs, Mike, was 32.06%. He was ranked 63rd out of 65 backs with 50 or more attempts last season. Okay, 50 or more attempts out of 65 backs, he was number 63. I'm telling you, look, I like Alvin Kamara and all that, but I'm looking at past history, and as soon as they got ATN,
you knew his days.
It could be number. I'm not saying it is for sure, but I told
but
you.
But as a number one back.
I wouldn't be surprised simply because of that figure that all of a sudden his salary cap hit for next season, $8.2 million, where he was released after June 1st, they could clear $8.5 million because he's not the man right now. Look it up, Charlie. I think, wouldn't Alvin, if he's a number two guy, wouldn't he be the highest paid number two running back in the NFL right now? I think so, huh?
I think you're pretty close.
So I'm telling you, it's tough love. This is the NFL. So
it's unforgiving. You found out the hard way.
I'm just telling you that I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't believe they got rid of Alvin Kamara. I said, yeah, no, I can believe it.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.